My name is Thomas Lawler, and I don't know how many of you have ever been on a field trip to an asbestos mine. Raise your hands. I was not a great student, and as such, I found myself in Modesto, California, at a community college, taking a remedial earth science class. And the first thing they did was, well, not the first thing, but one of the things they did in that remedial class was take us, apparently for budget purposes, we could only get into an asbestos mine. So they took us to this asbestos mine, and at the end of a tour of an asbestos mine, you get a big chunk of asbestos to take home. Asbestos is a big old rock, kind of a bluish gray, got a little turquoise in it, and it peels off because they encourage you to play with it. And it peels off kind of like string cheese or kind of like, what is that?
Polio string cheese.
What?
Polio string cheese.
Oh, there you go, polio string cheese. And so what we did, having the fun time at the asbestos factory, we were in this big old yellow school bus. They didn't, you know, have any coach buses or anything, really. Kind of a nasty little bus. But as I was riding along and had my piece of asbestos, I looked over across the aisle there, and there was two gorgeous ladies. I looked over, and I don't really have an A game, but I do have an A game, but an A game for me is probably like a C game for somebody else. Again, I'm in a remedial class. So I look over, and I see these two gorgeous ladies, and I get going. I just get talking with them, and I'm doing good for me. And my gosh, they're laughing. I'm just doing so well. To the point, at one point during the asbestos trip, the young ladies say to me, "Hey," one of them said, the better looking of the two said, "If you can get a friend for my friend, I would like to take you out dinner, drinking, and..." Well, in my mind, I said, "And God knows what else." She goes, "I would like to take you out. I have my dad's credit card." I said, "Oh, my God. These things don't happen to me. I'm in a remedial earth science class in Modesto, California. Modesto has two types of people. Half of the people in Modesto work for the biggest employer, E&J Gallo. The other half are its best customers." I was in the best customer category, and that's probably why I was in the remedial class. So then I do the whole kind of Terminator thing. I scan the bus because I need a friend. You lock onto somebody. No, nothing. I spotted somebody. I just ran up and sat down in the seat. And said, "Hi, are you gay?" He said, "What? I thought you were gay." He said, "No." I said, good. "Okay, you see those young ladies?" And I pointed to them, like, and they go, okay, good. "These young ladies would like to take us out drinking and dancing and who knows?" So on their dime, she got her dad's credit card. And this guy said, "No, that doesn't seem right. Because my dreams are all crashing dreams." So I said, "I'm going to talk really, really slow to you. Because you appear to be a moron. Do you see those gorgeous young ladies over there? They would like to take us out to eat, drink, and I won't even do the other thing, but we're hoping for other things." Eventually, I get him finally, because it's like, I'm just, please, this is my dream, it doesn't happen to me. So I finally get him to come out with us, and we go out, we have dinner, we go dancing, and we go over to one of their houses, and I start talking to the guy. And the girls, they seemed I don't know, kind of dull. And this other guy, I'm talking to this guy. And it turns out we're like both Irish Catholic Jews. And we have like everything in common. And about an hour later, I said, whoa, I made a best friend for life. Right then and there. About an hour after that, we realized the girls have left and it's their house. So we finished that class and, you know, we're ready to take on the world. So Bill and I said, hey, let's move to we're in California, Northern California. Let's move to LA because we're geniuses. The world really has got to see how well we are. So we have not quite a lot of money. We actually really have no money. And we move into an area of California, Southern California, LA, where I would say 3 or 4 mile radius, no one else speaks English. So we're doing good. We're doing good. So first thing we want to do, let's go out and show some of the ladies down here in Southern California really what we have to offer. So we go to this one club and you know, it's fun. We're having a good time. It's very Latin beat. Boom, 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 boom. Spanish. Everything's Spanish. So it's like boom, 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 boom. I say, wow. All of a sudden, 2 gorgeous ladies come in the door. One is tall and one is short. We were like cartoon characters. We're just running in place. We ran smack right up against them. Hi. This is another day that, again, the gods are shining upon me. I have my A game. I am just rolling. I am so funny. I am just so good. I am just amazing. And Bill is talking to his, and they're all dancing to come back. And Bill's talking to his woman he's with, and he says, hey, you know, we're getting a little game here. So we go, hey, do you want to go somewhere else? And she said, I don't know, this is kind of nice. He goes, well, you know, kind of this Latin music, Spanish music. He goes, I don't know. You know, it's kind of feels like we're in Mexico. And she says, you know, I was born in Mexico. Bill goes, oh, yeah, really? What were your parents doing in Mexico? She goes, they were Mexicans. So Bill pauses and says, okay. Okay, great, great. And then she starts talking and restarts again. He says, you know that my cousin, the tall one, lives in Mexico now? And he goes, really? That's interesting. So we come back, and tall one and I come back, and she's laughing, and we're just having a great time. The music's playing, it's hard to hear, but I'm just doing great. So come back to the table. We're all kind of crowded around the little cocktail table. And Bill goes, do you know your date is lives in Mexico now? And I said, really? So you live in Mexico now? And she goes, ¿cómo? I said, oh. That didn't work out. But again, it was my A game, and it just didn't quite work. But, you know, eventually, a couple years later, I met another young lady. She was coming out from Connecticut, and she said, I met her, we were having a great time, and she said, why don't you come out with me? I have my my company, and I got my company credit card. I'll take it. Then I go, it's never going to happen a third time. So the second time it happened, I married her. And my friend Bill married a young lady, gorgeous young lady from Colombia. So if you go ever to their house now, you hear loud, thumping Spanish music. Thank you.